It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The definition of outrage is an extremely strong reaction of anger, shock, or indignation. It is also apparently what everybody feels every minute they spend on their phones. We're outraged over this, we're outraged over that. Here's the latest outrage.
Hey Siri, where are the closest terrorists?
The nearest one I see is West Fargo Police Department on 4th Avenue in West Fargo.
You ask Siri, where are the terrorists? And it responds with directions to your local police department. It's horrible. But my first reaction was, uh-oh, some idiot at Apple who slipped it into the code is going to get fired. But apparently everybody else is being outraged. I counted at least 50 headlines with the word outrage. But what outrage? Were people unable to sleep? Were they catatonic with extreme symptoms of shock? Did they march on Apple headquarters? Do we hear primal screams rising up from homes everywhere? Nah, people hit the tweet button to say, I'm outraged. Tweet! And then they go watch Netflix. And that's what passes for outrage these days. Spare me yours. Apple quickly fixed the idiot's work and apologized. Siri, where are the terrorists?
I don't know how to respond to that.
That's from my phone. But if the idiot who did that is still employed, I am outraged. I'm not. I'm saving my outrage because I might need it this fall. We have no idea what's coming in November.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.